inflation below the Reserve Bank target, unemployment on the rise and the economy slowing, just about every market economist thinks the Reserve Bank Board will cut the official interest rate today. But not everyone thinks following economic theory is the best way to kickstart confidence, especially with rates already very low. Businessman Graham Bradley, the chairman of HSBC Australia, Energy Australia and GrainCorp, is going against the pack and he thinks there's a chance the Reserve Bank will keep its powder dry this afternoon. Mr Bradley is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
I know most commentators and economists are saying that a rate cut seems very likely. My view is the bank will be reluctant to cut rates. It doesn't have much firepower left in case Australia were to get into a much worse economic position than we're in at the moment. So I think there are reasons why the Reserve Bank might continue its policy of being cautious about taking rates up or down.
Money markets are factoring in a close to 100% chance that the Reserve Bank Board might cut it, but do you think there's an outside chance they might hold back at this meeting?
Well, nearly 100% of polls and commentators thought Labor would win the election a couple of weeks ago, so I'm not sure that the economists always get these things right. But if the bank does cut, it will signal that it's seen some private data that's not necessarily in the public domain that suggests the economy is weaker than the unemployment figures would suggest, for example.
A cut this afternoon would take the cash rate to 1.25%, and that could be the start of an aggressive cutting cycle. If that does happen, do you see risks with that?
I do. We'll already be in negative interest rate territory and we'll be heading even lower because these movements are not so important in themselves, but what they signal about the direction of future movements of interest rates. And the beginning of a down cycle would suggest we're heading into rather difficult economic territory. I don't believe that the evidence supports that at the moment.
So you think that the Reserve Bank should really keep its powder dry for something that could be a really serious economic shock, like a hard economic landing in China or a ratcheting up in tensions between the United States and Iran, for example?
Yes, well, we're already seeing the international trade tensions affect parts of our economy. For example, coal boats are being slowed up in getting unloading in China. We're seeing China rejecting Australian barley. So there are implications of these trade tensions already affecting the economy, and it's possible they could get worse.
The housing correction has dampened consumer spending and banks have tightened up lending standards in the wake of the Banking Royal Commission. But with the outlook for lower interest rates, is there a risk that borrowers might start leveraging up again if they have access to cheaper money and push real estate prices up?
Well, there is that risk. I don't think a quarter of a percent is going to make much difference. I think what will make a difference is banks starting to lend more freely after they've digested the changes in their policies that they needed after the Hayne Royal Commission.
That's businessman Graham Bradley speaking there with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.